Good. Morning, everyone. Welcome to Commissioner's Court to our special session this morning and our public hearing. Is there someone who would open for us this morning and volunteer to do our invocation? Would you do that for us, please? Who would like to do that? Yes, sir. Constable? Constable Gable. And then our pledges immediately following.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning to give thanks, and we ask that you watch over us, people in the courthouse today, our commissioners, county judge. Allow them to make decisions guided by you, and we just ask you to be with us today, and we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Our
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor our Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. We can let the record reflect this morning that all of our commissioners are present. This time, do we have any citizens' comments? We are going to be going into a public hearing. You can express it now if you like, per statute, but in the public hearing, you're going to have a chance to speak concerning the budget or whatever. So do we have anybody who would like to speak at this time? Yes, ma'am. You may come forward and state your name and your purpose, if you would, please.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay through the mask?
We'll pull the speaker down a little closer to you.
Okay, there we go. Can you hear me better now?
That's better.
That's better.
I'll just take it down just a little bit. Good morning. My name is Barbie Hawkins, and I'm the Vice President of Good Brothers and Good Sisters of Montgomery County. I'm an Army veteran, a citizen of Conroe, and a 2018 graduate of the Montgomery County Citizens Police Academy.
Congratulations.
I understand that this is a special session for Commissioner's Court, but I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to our organization. Good Brothers and Good Sisters of Montgomery County is a nonprofit organization born out of protest and injustices and inequities in our county, state, and our country. Our founder, LaDon Johnson, along with our organization's president, Marcus Humphrey, Women's Chapter President Andrea McWashington, and fellow members of Good Brothers and Sisters saw through protest that our community needs social connection, understanding, and awareness. It is difficult for your neighbor to share empathy and compassion when they do not know who you are, what your needs are, or have a basic understanding of your culture's core values. Yes, culturally, we are all different. But as a community, we desire to have a right to have access to the same basic needs of life's comforts and qualities. We all want a safe community with access to resources that allow us to live and thrive together. Montgomery County is a diverse community, and with the formation of Good Brothers and Good Sisters, our goal is to build a bridge between our city and county governments, and to be a resource through awareness, education, and positive interactions. We are an inclusive organization with a focus on those in our communities who often feel that they are not part of the community. We want to focus on those who have small voices and be a resource to help their voices be heard in forums that can make a difference in their lives. While we have a deep well of goals on our planning table, through our infancy, we foresee our presence and activism in our community as a long-standing one with positive interactions. Thank you so much for your time, and at this time, I'll introduce to you Andrea McWashington, the president of the Women's Chapter.
Good morning.
Andrea. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for everything that you do for Montgomery County. In June 2020, the Montgomery County Commissioners Court gave the green light to implement a $500 stimulus for each homesteaded property owner through Montgomery County. As we understand, that program will not be implemented. The Commissioners Court also approved $10 million for renters in Montgomery County, and we thank you so much. Although we are thankful the Commissioners Court allocated funding, we are deeply disappointed in the lack of preparation, communication, and consideration given to the residents of Montgomery County. This county has a population of 628,000 plus people, and over 30,000 people applied for assistance. What we want to know is, why is Montgomery County so shocked so many people applied? We are in the midst of a national pandemic. Montgomery County community development has been nothing short of unhelpful. There's no way to get updates on application status or length of the process, and I would not hesitate to say there's even an underlying consenting way of communicating, as in the insensitive voicemail message that is on the Montgomery County Community Development phone line. People who applied in June still do not have confirmation emails. The application system is completely flawed. The participating charities have been set up for failure and are overwhelmed with staff working 6 to 7 days a week. It's sad when an employee is trying to help their neighbors from being evicted or facing foreclosure, but fail due to inadequate planning on the county's part. Families and children in this county are suffering. People are being evicted and put on the street while waiting for relief. I'm sure I don't have to explain to you how humiliating that can be. Our acts of you, our county commissioners, is why have you not issued a moratorium on evictions, even if temporarily? And number two, can you please hold a special session and figure out how to put a system in place that will quickly help the renters and homeowners of Montgomery County? Let's show the citizens of Montgomery County that they are first, and I know that you put them first because you gave them the funding. Let's show them that they are first and not last. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No,
no, we're not in the public hearing, but we'll be. Yeah. All right.
I agree with these ladies. I think there is some guidance.
Again, Commissioner. Hey, Commissioner.
Okay. Well, good presentation, ladies. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you, BD.
Well, to Commissioner Metter's comment, if he was going to speak to scheduling it as an agenda item or scheduling it as another session,
right,
that's an appropriate response in public comment, but getting to the merits is not.
I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to say that. I thought you might.
On behalf of all of us, thank you for being here today and speaking.
Help.
Can we talk about this in the public hearing or not?
Yeah. Can I talk to Commissioner Riley about it?
Needs to be noticed.
Commissioner Riley, I think that program needs some help.
So as we move forward,
some guidance, I agree with.
It's not good.
Thank you all very much for your input. As we move forward into our public, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court and convene our public hearing at this time. So, I'm telling you. So, with that in mind, conduct public hearing on the proposed county budget for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2021. Is there anybody here who would like to comment on this morning?
I'd like to comment on the ladies' comment during the public hearing.
But we will have opportunity, but
it's not right. Noticed. It would be helpful if we had an agenda item and was noticed.
Concerning the item that is on the agenda, do we have anyone who here would like to talk concerning the budget for the fiscal year ending in September 30th, 2021? If not, then let's move on to our second item, Commissioner.
Well, Amy brought up something. If we were to discuss the CDBD's budget in the context of the public hearing, my office, too, has received some comments lately about how long it's taking for applications to be processed and what a problem it is, and how there is concern that maybe the staffing, maybe there's a staffing issue, or maybe there are just some regulations coming out of that office that are too onerous that we might need to look into. And Evan has been working with Missy Herndon and Interfaith, and they had some concerns as well with CDBG that do need to be addressed as quickly as possible. And Evan will get with you, and I hope if it's not on the next agenda, it'll be on maybe Fridays to have more in-depth conversation.
All right. All right, then let's move on to B, conduct public hearing on proposed tax rate for tax year 2020. Consider and approve the date and time for tax rate adoption at August 28th, 1 p.m. Do we have any public comments on this particular issue? All right, if there are none, then we're going to reconvene court and take appropriate action. Do I have a motion to consider and approve the date and time for the tax rate of August 28th, 1 p.m.?
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's move on to item.
That be at 1 o'clock? Did
it's,
I see that?
It's at 1 o'clock p.m.
We have a civil service commissioner hearing first thing in the morning, so 1 o'clock would be.
Is that the first day we can do it? We can't do it on Thursday?
You may be able to do it on Thursday. I think there were some issues with potentially in case certified values were even later than expected. We
Friday
have to do
one.
It by Friday. Yeah. So Friday
okay,
at 1 would be.
We have a motion, a second, and a vote. Do we need to unwind all that?
No, I'm not planned to be in town on Friday, and it's not a not a stunt, not part of this. My kid's up at A&M, and I was planning on going up there. So
well,
if y'all can't
can
do
it.
Yeah, four if you can.
Four of us can do it.
Could we say could we put both dates out there, Thursday and Friday?
We need to notice. We need to set it, and
okay.
We need to notice.
I'll just try to be here.
5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean.
At what time?
Late. 5 or 6, whatever.
Thursday, Tammy.
Okay, do we, Amy, as just a point of order here, do we need to unwind the first and second and the vote we just took?
We just amend or reconsider,
We
I'd
need
like
to do that.
Amend.
Okay, do we have a motion to rescind what we just said in terms of the motion of the of that to change the date?
Are y'all
do I need
with
to
that
do that?
We do it Thursday afternoon.
I'm good.
And move it to Thursday.
Can you do that, Charlie?
Yeah, but I can't do it at 1. I've got some place I got to be at 4, and I got some place I got to be at 11. So when
let's
you want to
do it,
it
what time? What works for you, Commissioner?
I don't care. Anytime in the morning, anytime during the day, I'm fine Thursday. So y'all pick a time.
Well, we do it at 9:30 like we do in a regular court.
Do it early.
Be done with it.
Judge, it's good with me.
Say that again.
According to this, the courtroom is
the courtroom's fine. We have room in the courtroom. You have animal shelter advisory board. Yes.
But it shouldn't take very long.
Yeah, but that's we can move that. Oh, it's a board meeting.
Yeah. We can do it here at 9. Yeah, we can get everything done in time.
What time?
9 a.m.
Perfect.
8:30. Thank you.
8:30 a.m.
8:30 is what we need to do. Okay.
Thanks. I just didn't want to do it.
8:30 Thursday the 27th.
Okay.
We have a motion.
Do we have to redo?
I'll make a motion to unwind the previous
actually,
motion.
Actually, what we could do is who made the motion originally? It was
me.
Commissioner.
So I'll just amend the motion to be
you would
to amend and reconsider the motion previously made for a time and date change. Let's move the meeting to 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, August 27th.
In this commissioner's courtroom.
In this commissioner's courtroom. Hear ye, hear ye.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. Let's move on. We commissioners have some discussion. Apparently here at Commissioner Metz, I think you wanted to say some things. Consider, discuss, take any action on the 2021 preliminary department budget and tax rate.
Well, that was going to be upon if we had certified values, and we're not going to have those until. So I'll reserve my, if we're not going to have certified values till next week, I'll reserve my comments till Thursday on the 27th, whenever we're going
to
vote.
We're supposed to have certified
values
26th.
It's like next Wednesday or please.
I spoke to the chief appraiser this morning, and he is anticipating reaching 95% today, and they are going to work throughout the weekend to certify values, so we should hopefully have them by Monday.
Oh, good.
So surely would be where we need to be by Thursday.
Absolutely. I would anticipate, yeah.
Something by then. I'll reserve any comments I have until the end of we have certified value.
Okay.
Would you like to, we can defer this then until next Thursday, Commissioner, until we get the certified numbers?
Fine with me.
Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and defer that. Concerning the budget, is there any comment or any discussion on what we just mentioned?
No.
If there is none, then let's move on to item number 9 in the budget, and Amanda?
Yes, so we are due to the notice to consider and take action if appropriate on the FY 2021 proposed budget. My recommendation is not to approve any budget today, but my recommendation would be to go ahead and defer that vote because you do have to take an action of deferral. So we do need you to take some kind of action on the budget today, whether or not that be you guys wanted to vote on the budget without the values or...
I move to
can
defer.
We do that? Can we do that statutorily?
Deferring is not an action. You can vote to approve, you can reject, or you can vote to amend. But you need to take action on the budget that was filed with the county clerk, the preliminary budget, after the public hearing.
I vote to reject until we get to look at it next week.
You can do that.
We can do that. Okay. Do we have a motion to that effect? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Do we need to take a record vote on this vote right here?
Yes.
Okay, we have a record vote. Do you vote to move it to defer until we change it?
We're moving to reject.
Commissioner Metter.
I do.
We're moving to reject, not defer, Mark.
Yes.
Judge.
To reject.
Yeah.
I was just going along with it. I'm sorry.
Reject what?
The budget.
I'm feeling rejected here today.
I couldn't really understand Amanda very well.
So we're going to reject the budget as the way it is now until we...
Thursday.
Get together Thursday,
that's right.
We'll approve the budget.
That's correct. Right.
So the work that Amanda's already gone into preparing a budget based on what we decided a couple of courts ago or whenever it was during budget session, you're saying we're going to reject that?
Until next Thursday.
We haven't received the certificate.
I understand.
Commissioner?
She's got to. Go ahead.
Then have them approve it and they can amend it.
Amanda's got to have some guidance on how to prepare a budget.
Yes, but what you have to do at the conclusion of the public hearing is take some action. Deferral is not action. That is an inaction on it. So you need to, if you reject the one that was filed with the county clerk, it does not prevent her from bringing it back or making some modifications to it and bringing it back. And what I understand from the discussion, the court's most likely position would be was we have some other things we want to look at, especially with certified value, so therefore as of today we're rejecting it. Doesn't mean she has to start all over. It means,
well, you can approve and amend.
Correct.
You can approve the one that was filed and amend.
Well, we have a motion on you right now to reject it. We have a first and a second rejected. We had gotten through the vote, and then we decided we need a record vote. That's where we're at right now.
Well, yes, you do need a record vote, but if you can delay
the net result record is the same either way.
So let me get this straight.
Certainly.
Please. If we reject what we've already done,
just approve it.
That opens it up. I mean, we haven't approved anything anyway.
No, you
have
not. You've not formally approved any budget. Yes.
Okay, so all we're doing is doing away with. Well, we can't do away with what we did during budget session because we didn't do anything. We agreed.
During the budget workshops, you
I don't understand.
You looked at a number of things, and
you just said we could approve. How do you say that?
Yes, you can approve.
I can change my motion to approve an amendment.
That's what I want to do. I want to do that.
Okay. We just can't. I mean, we can't approve it as is because it's not.
Right.
We don't have the certified values. Rejecting it makes it look like there's something wrong with it. So yeah, approve and amend is fine.
Approve it with amendments. That's the motion I'd make.
With amend what? We don't know that we have amendments. Whoa.
We don't know
we have amendments, so to approve and amend to what? So it has to be approved with the possibility of amendment, correct?
That's what the motion
potential.
Is.
Potential? No, it's approve and amend.
Approve with, if you know those potential amendments that you would like to give Amanda direction for today, you could do that. If you would like for Amanda to anticipate certain amendments, you can talk about those, and she could work on those for Thursday so that you would have a budget that you could adopt on Thursday before you adopt a tax rate?
Yeah, that's already done.
We've already done that.
But I'm kind of backing out. I'm agreeing with Commissioner Metter. Why in the world do we have to do anything if we don't want to take any action on it?
Because at the under 111068, adoption of budget, at the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commissioner's Court shall take action on the proposed budget.
Well, our action is we're taking no action.
Listen. That isn't action. Deferral is not an action.
Do you think we can defer it?
I'm not saying that you don't think you can defer. I'm not an attorney by any means. But I do believe that you can take no action, but your action has to be to take no action. That's what I feel like. Now, I'm not, now, again.
I don't interpret it that
okay.
way.
Okay. How do we make this work where we can approve this with the possibility of amendments next Thursday?
You can always approve the budget now, and you can always amend the budget. You can approve it and direct the budget officer to come back with amendments based upon what has been done.
If I may.
Certainly.
It sounds to me like at this point the will of the court is not to reject, but to accept, knowing that there's going to be potential amendments. There may not, but there potentially could be.
Correct.
So we need to take an action, and we need to do it on a record vote. Would you formulate that wording for us?
Certainly.
The budget is a direct product of the tax rate. And if we can't set a tax rate...
How do you take a budget of any
kind? We can't. We did the budget that Amanda has prepared... Of course, it's based on the rate that we agreed upon, three of us did, during budget session. And that's where we stand. Now, when we get certified values, that can change.
Correct.
And, you know, however we do it today to make that possible.
That's what I'm asking BD to do, to formulate that. Would you please do that just quickly here?
And I'll withdraw my motion altogether. How's that? And we'll let all new stuff
happen. Okay. Thank you. Let's start over here.
I just don't like...
The word reject?
Yeah, I don't like reject at all.
Okay. Do you want to do it?
So BD is going to formulate the verbiage for us here. Go ahead.
I believe then the motion that you would be making is to approve the preliminary budget as filed, subject to amendment at a later date, anticipating it to be Thursday, August 27th.
Move.
Second.
Proposed discussion.
Proposed budget.
Proposed, excuse me, not
preliminary.
I move again.
Second. There you
go. Okay, any discussion?
And my discussion is I think it's hard to, when we have no idea what the potential tax rate is and we have no idea what these phantom amendments may be, that I don't know how you vote on it. So I'll just vote no and it'll be 3-2 like it was and everything will be the same.
Perfect.
It'll be the same vote that we got in.
Okay, I just want to clarify that the tax calculated rates are not going to change. I will not recalculate rates. What will change is the revenue estimates based on those values, but the rates will remain the same.
Could you recalculate the rates if you wanted to? You can't. The rates are set.
The rates are set.
So the value is what the value is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have those four rates that we chose from. Those are the only options we'd have no matter what.
Well, you can adopt anything that's the voter approval or below.
Okay.
And that's your
so
rates
you
are all.
We wouldn't calculate anything. We would just tell you this is the rate. But okay, what?
The intent of Senate Bill 2 may have been to recalculate, but it does not state that.
Yeah, because if you don't recalculate, then you could end up with excess revenue.
Values are going down at this point.
I'm just saying you would think, or you could have less revenue than what the budget is set at.
Yeah, you could have less revenue because the values at this point are just going down.
And you can't have an unbalanced budget.
No, you would have to amend the budget.
You'd have to amend it.
So that's crazy. I mean, this process isn't working nearly as well as it used to.
Talk to your legislators.
Certified values have been delayed.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? If the values, if she says they're definitely going to go down, so we could, in theory, have less revenue than the budget is set for.
But we won't go back until next week.
Well, and I think that's the problem we're facing now. Is we have to vote on this by law or statute. So here we are.
Well, let's do it.
Either rejecting or approve with amendment. And I think it's the only way to go is approve it with amendment.
That's fine.
And move on.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. We have just been in discussion. So we are going to do a record vote. We're going to start from the right. Commissioner Metz. Yay or nay?
Good. I oppose.
I oppose.
Yay.
Yay.
3-2. Let's move forward. All right. Thank you all, and we will be here next Thursday on this issue. County Auditor, come forward and share with us.
Also, one more thing. On Thursday, we also need to notice the budget
to approve the budget than on Thursday. And so we need a motion to set that time right now.
I can't understand. I can't hear what you're saying.
Sorry, how about this?
There you go.
We also need a budget or a motion to set the budget and adopt the budget on Thursday the 27th at 8:30.
To set the budget.
I thought we already made that motion.
All right, I'll make that motion.
But the tax rate.
Second.
We have a second.
Second.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Did you say 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8:30.
Huh?
8:30.
Okay.
8:30, Thursday the 27th, here in this courtroom.
Here in this courtroom.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rakesh. Proceed.
Yes, item 10A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Is the one that you and I discussed?
Yes, sir.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Thank you all very much. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Thank you all very much. See you at our next commissioner's court.
Amy, don't leave. Amanda, don't leave.
I'm running.